compared to cash handouts, vouchers fit into the Singapore government's philosophy of self-reliance and responsible spending. I'm Dr. Clara Lee, Research Fellow at the Institute of Policy Studies. Budget 2025 suggests a stronger government preference for vouchers as a mode of social support. Every Singaporean will receive $600 or $800 worth of SG60 vouchers. Every Singaporean household will also receive $800 in Community Development Council vouchers. Vouchers are unlike cash, which can be used for non-essential expenses. There is little control over how and where the money is spent, and this may do little to help Singaporeans cope with the high cost of living. The CDC and SG60 vouchers are targeted forms of social support, as they can only be used for food, groceries, as well as at heartland merchants that provide goods and services that meet the daily needs of Singaporeans. Food has been a major contributor to inflation in recent years, and these vouchers can help to offset some of these rising costs. The CDC and SG60 vouchers also aims to support our local merchants and hawkers who are also facing inflationary prices from rising raw material and input costs. As Singaporeans spend their vouchers at these businesses, it will help to increase their revenue and to help them stay competitive against larger retail platforms and online chains. These vouchers are targeted business support measures that help to encourage competition and to incentivize business to improve. This is unlike broad-based subsidies, which act like universal financial aid, as vouchers require our 23,000 heartland merchants and hawker stalls to still compete for businesses, much like how they would even without the vouchers. The vouchers cover the cost of our food and daily essentials, but they do not address broader cost of living concerns in other areas such as transportation and housing. The money saved via using these vouchers may allow some individuals to reallocate a portion of their budget and to channel them to these other needs. But the extent to which that this will help will depend on how much the costs have risen or will rise in the near future. There is also the worry that injecting money into the economy via these vouchers will further increase demand and contribute to inflation, which is the very problem that these vouchers aim to mitigate in the first place. Proactive policies that tackle fundamental economic issues are needed, so as to better manage high land and rental costs, as well as to build supply chain resilience to cushion future inflationary shocks.